American basketball star Brittney Griner has been freed from jail in Russia after the White House agreed to a prisoner swap with Russia. Griner, who was arrested in Russia for possessing cannabis oil, has been freed after being exchanged for the notorious Russian arms dealer Viktor Boot, also known as the Merchant of Death. For our US correspondent Kate Fisher has more. Kia ora. Now tell us and remind us what has had to happen to get to this point.
Yeah, well, President Biden himself, when he gave the news this morning earlier at the White House, said this has been a long and difficult negotiation. They apparently began suggesting to the Russians about a prisoner swap earlier this year. Initially, they had also wanted to Paul Whelan, who's another American wrongfully detained in Russia, to be included in this swap, given that Viktor Boot, the Russian arms dealer that has been released today, you know, was in prison in the US for a lot more serious charges than those of Brittney Griner. They wanted two Americans to be freed, but it became clear that the Russians would not do that. But they were willing to give up Griner in exchange for Viktor Boot. And President Biden said he had to think long and hard about this because obviously it means leaving another American still behind bars in Russia. But he realized that there was no choice. It was either get Brittney Griner out or get nobody out at all.
Have we heard anything from Griner or her lawyers or her family?
Yeah, absolutely. Sherelle Griner, Brittney Griner's wife, was standing alongside President Biden in the White House during that, when they made the announcement this morning. And she then spoke after the president. She said she had a huge smile on her face and said that she was just overwhelmed by emotions at the moment. Obviously, incredibly happy, but also very aware of the fact that there was another family who had been in the same position as her just yesterday, still with their loved one being detained in Russia, as well as many other Americans detained all over the world. And she said that she and her family would continue to campaign on their behalf. So although she is obviously over the moon about her wife coming home, she realizes it's bittersweet because there are so many people who are still waiting for their loved ones to come back.
Just wanted to talk about Viktor Boot. Have there been concerns raised and addressed about this trade for an arms dealer who is known as the Merchant of Death?
Yeah, absolutely. Certain Republicans have come out and said, you know, this is a ridiculous thing. Why is this, you know, why have we given up this incredibly dangerous criminal to Russia at a time when they're in an active war against a US ally, when they need all the weapons they can get, and we're giving a weapons expert back to them? And obviously also from the law enforcement community, many of them are very angry that Viktor Boot has been released. There was a lot of blood, sweat and tears that went into getting him arrested and convicted and then put in jail. In 2008, he was arrested in a sting operation in Bangkok, then extradited back to the US. And that was a big effort. So there is concern that all that was for nothing, it feels like. Clearly not to detract from the joy of Brittney Griner's family and friends, but there are several critics in the US saying that this wasn't, that the US didn't get enough out of Russia considering the crimes that had been committed by Viktor Boot.
Yes, because coming up to the 4-year anniversary, want for a better term, of Paul Whelan's arrest, do we know much more about why he wasn't included in this trade?
Well, President Biden said he simply, it became clear that there was no way that the Russians were going to include, that he said that for illegitimate reasons, they were dealing with Paul Whelan in a different class of prisoner. And although they tried to get him included in this, it was apparent that that was not going to happen. And Paul Whelan's family have said, you know, that they've been, you know, incredibly, many would say, very sensitive to it, and, you know, said they were very happy for Brittney Griner's family, which must have been hard to say, but that they felt really hopeless now, that given this incredibly, you know, brutal criminal had been released and still their loved one was not able to be part of that deal. There is concern now from them about what it will take for the Russians to hand Paul Whelan over. They just simply don't know what else America can offer them. So, yes, they are pretty despondent, I think, but both Joe Biden and Brittany Griner's wife talked a lot about Paul Whelan and said that he was not being forgotten and that they continued to work tirelessly to try to get him out of Russia.
Well, thank you for that update. That is our US correspondent, Kate Fisher.